Chris, I normally would say that one game shouldn't affect how somebody looks at a player or a player's career, and we've got another year to go on Brett Rypien's career, but the fact that he was able to have the moment, as you said yesterday, where he leads them back from behind to win a championship, I think causes a lot of different looks at Brett Rypien, and even though it's just one game, it's a game that certainly will be remembered by Bronco fans for a long, long time.
The one player going into the game, we said it on this show, the one player with the most to gain slash lose, most at stake, if you will, just one individual. It didn't even have to be a player. But Rypien's name came to the top of my mind when that question was posed. And it's great that he had the moment where it was in a positive way, where he came from behind. You mentioned the offense didn't have it going much of the game, but it didn't matter because the defense was good enough to keep it within one score, long enough for the offense to put together a 90-yard drive where they needed it the most. And Rypien's arm, combined with Cedric Wilson getting open, was the reason why the Broncos were able to get the victory in that game. Now, he had the most satisfying moment of his Boise State career during his most disappointing season in his Boise State career. And I don't think it's going out on a limb to say this season was the most disappointing Brett Rypien season, especially given expectations going into each year. You know, going into his first year, he wasn't supposed to be the starter his first year. It was kind of just thrown in there. And, you know, against Idaho State and then against Virginia, hey, this dude's pretty good. His first couple of games, expectations weren't the highest, and he certainly exceeded those. But it didn't result in a championship. Some things went against him. Some things went against Boise State, not just him. And it's always hard to, you know, boil down everything onto one player. Like, it's Brett Rypien isn't Boise State, and Boise State isn't Brett Rypien. Like, they are separate bodies here, but he is a big part of the team, being the quarterback. Year number two, I would think that he had enough big games throughout that year. He was inconsistent. There were some games where Brett didn't have it going, especially a couple of them late. But there were enough big highs throughout that year, especially early. That game against New Mexico kind of comes to mind, where he threw was like 5 touchdowns and a half. I think that would be considered a pretty positive year. As compared to this year, relative to expectations, it was maybe a disappointment, or at least early, when he was struggling. The team was struggling offensively. The line, the running backs, the receivers, it just wasn't clicking. But he found a way in the year that was the most challenging to have it result in a title. And that reminds me a lot of Peyton Manning in Denver. Like, the analogy there of Peyton Manning's run with Denver, his first two seasons were a lot better than his third year. The third year, Peyton started to look really old. He couldn't really throw it down the field. Like, that's not to say Brett Rypien couldn't throw the ball down the field. Rypien certainly had the arm strength. Manning was just dinking and dunking over the middle of the field, relying on a great defense to be able to get the Denver Broncos win. But whatever it worked, that third year, the formula worked out for his team to have that success, and Manning might have had the most satisfying moment of his career at the end, getting that Super Bowl with the Denver Broncos. Even more satisfying than the first 2 years, where he was nearly a record-setting quarterback with Denver. So it's funny how it works with quarterbacks sometimes. Even in your more challenging years, the most challenging times that you go through as a starter, in the end, it could work out to be the best moment that you've had with that team.
Looking forward to next season, the defense is going to almost come back en masse. Very few seniors on the defensive side of the ball, especially if Leighton Vander Esch doesn't go pro. I mean, this defense looks like it could be even better the coming year than it was this season. It was pretty good this season. On offense, Cedric Wilson is going to be a big miss. You'd think that Alexander Mattison is going to continue to develop. You'll lose Ryan Wolpin as your backup running back. You're going to lose Jake Rowe as your starting tight end. So a couple of big pieces wide receiver-wise are going to need to be filled in for next year. And also you lose a couple of starters in the offensive line. But every year it seems like you lose a couple of seniors that have worked their way up to the starting position in the offensive line. So to me, losing a couple starters in the offensive line is par for the course. But looking at what Boise State has back, looking at Brett Rypien coming into his senior year, I think Brett Rypien can have a very big senior year, more like the year he had as a sophomore than he had this year.
Yeah, I can see that. I don't really want to think about that, to be honest, right now. I mean, it just seems like it's so far away, and the fact is, wouldn't you have said it lined up for him to have a huge year this year? Like, you would have said the same thing.
You would have.
You know, you return some offensive linemen. You know, Cedric Wilson is back. You know, there's some other receivers who have to establish themselves. But given his experience in this league, we're saying beforehand, we can't believe Josh Allen was named first team preseason Mountain West when Brett Rypien has done all he's done in this league. And now you give him another year of experience. So I thought, like, it all lined up for him to have a big year this year. And again, ended great. And that defining moment to have him have that drive for a championship is validated all the hype, all the reason why he came here, the most decorated, you know, recruit at quarterback that Boise State has gotten, broke the Kellen Moore passing records over there in Washington in high school, and getting to be a starter maybe by injury his first year. And yeah, it all kind of works out in the end when you win the championship in year number three, and the way he did, you have another year to build on that. But it's just so much can change. Like, this year taught you everything about Boise State and college football, really. You thought going into the year that the defense might struggle because they didn't return as much, and you didn't really know what you were going to get from that end, and you're relying on Leighton Vander Esch, who hasn't really played that much in college football, and you're telling me that he's a star. But yeah, he turned out to be a star, and the defense ended up carrying the team for a good chunk of the year. So just try to project who's returning, where will you be strong. I think we've learned enough to kind of have an idea that that's really unpredictable, especially when you haven't even considered the movement that will be there in college football this year, offseason.
Well, there's movement every year. You talk about movement in coaches, movement in players. That some graduate, some transfer, some decide to go early to the pros, all of the above. And it's tough to pick teams. But the one thing that I think for Boise State, and the reason I picked them at the beginning of the year to win the Mountain West when a lot of other people were not, is that I have a feeling that Boise State is going to be competitive, and when I mean competitive, competitive at the upper echelon of the league every year. They may not win it, but they're going to give you a run for the money. Where some of the other teams in the league that people were touting, Colorado State, Wyoming, you know, they haven't done it year for year. Maybe they'll be good, maybe they'll not be good. San Diego State was a team this year that I think a lot of people thought was going to have a cakewalk over on the western side. They didn't even win the division.
Yeah, so the try to project, especially year out, but I think what you're setting up is, okay, what can Brett accomplish career-wise? Like, what is still on the table for him when it comes to whether it's moving up the Boise State all-time quarterback rankings, whether it's establishing himself as definitely a bona fide guy who you were proud to see wear blue every Saturday when you were watching college football. I think that's where you're trying to go, is like, what does Brett Rypien have to gain by having another productive season next year?
I think the average fan will not be able to tell you whether he finishes second in a particular category, third in a category, or maybe even wins a particular category as far as numbers for a quarterback. I think people remember how you do with your team as a quarterback. And I think the biggest thing that Brett could do would be to get Boise State back to the top of the group of five, win the Mountain West Championship for a second year in a row, and play in one of the big bowls. I think that, fortunately or unfortunately, is how quarterbacks are valued in football. How many championships do you deliver? And, you know, you look at some of the better quarterbacks in Boise State. Or the two guys that come to mind are Grant Hedrick, who won a Fiesta Bowl, and, of course, obviously, Kellen Moore, who was the quarterback for four seasons and won 50 games out of 53.
Yeah, and it's crazy how slim the margins are, too, with that. And that's what goes back to why this game against Fresno was such a unique defining moment, is because what if, you know, Cedric Wilson on that 60-yard catch, he was open. What if he dropped it? You know, Brett Rypien threw the same pass, had the same arch, had the same spin, hit him in the same spot. But Cedric Wilson dropped the pass. Now, that rarely ever happens. But what if he did? And now all of a sudden, Boise State, was that a first down or a second down play? Now all of a sudden, you're behind the down and distance because that was an incomplete pass. And you're not able to get the first down. And then Fresno gets the ball on their drive and is able to run out the clock. Did Brett Rypien play drastically worse if Cedric Wilson drops that 60-yard pass? Not really. He didn't play worse. In fact, the offense in that game wasn't the strongest. Boise State had a lot of better offensive games throughout the year than they did against Fresno State on the blue to end the year. But it's crazy how slim the margins get. And you're right, how wins with a Z and rings with a Z, how that just somehow trumps what is logical narrative. Because if Rypien would have gone 0-3 in starter in seasons where he started and Boise State didn't have any Mountain West championships in any of them. Yeah, for a quarterback who was that decorated coming in, it would have been considered a disappointment through 3 years.
I'll give you something that you wouldn't have to change the narrative for Brett Rypien, that is. Yeah. He does everything he does. Ryan Wolpin scores. Mm-hmm. Boise State's ahead 17-14. Fresno State comes back and scores in the last, 4 minutes they had to work the ball? Mm-hmm. And let's say they score with 2 seconds left, they get a touchdown, and they win the Mountain West Championship. Brett Rypien would do nothing different,
mm-hmm.
but it would feel different.
Oh, it would be absolutely different, and he'd be criticized. The offense didn't score enough. Fresno State shut down the Boise State offense for 8 straight quarters, and they were unable to produce inside the 40-yard line and maneuver the ball into the end zone consistently enough. And we would have been like, well, this was a really disappointing year for number 4. We'd hope he bounced back for a senior year. So it's crazy how things change.